Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting article about declining productivity in the workforce. Buckle up.
I'm all ears. It's a hot topic, so I'm eager to hear what insights this article offers.
Well, the article points out a key trend. Employees are working fewer hours. Specifically, it mentions a drop from 44.1 hours in 2019 to 42.9 in 2024. That might not seem like much.
But over time, and across a large organization, it definitely adds up. Kind of like a small leak sinking a big ship, right?
Exactly. And the article highlights a generational divide too. Workers under 35 have reduced their hours even more significantly than older employees.
So what's driving this shift? Just laziness? I mean, are younger generations more prone to just, you know, slacking off?
Not necessarily. The article suggests it's more about burnout. It's not just physical exhaustion, but mental, emotional, and even what they call spiritual depletion. And you know what's interesting? There's also declining employee engagement. And it's lowest among the same group working fewer hours, those under 35.
I see. So it's less about wanting to work less, and more about being unable to work as much due to burnout and lack of engagement. Makes sense. So what's the solution?
The article suggests that companies need a more holistic approach to wellness. It's not just about gym memberships. They need to focus on mental and emotional well-being, create a psychologically safe environment, and help their employees better manage their energy.
Right, because a stressed-out workforce isn't a productive workforce. It's mentioned in the article that worker confidence is also at a record low. I imagine the uncertainty around AI and the future of work plays a role in that.
Absolutely. It's a huge factor. And it's interesting because while older generations tend to prioritize salary and stability, millennials and Gen Z want their work to align with their values. If it doesn't, their purpose and therefore productivity suffers. Kind of makes you rethink how we measure productivity, doesn't it?
It does. You know, the old metrics of time at desk seem so outdated now, especially with AI coming into the picture.
I agree. The article emphasizes that companies need to adapt to this changing landscape. The old ways of doing things just won't cut it anymore.
So, if I can just jump in for a second, are we saying that long hours aren't essential for productivity?
That's exactly what the article suggests. It argues that disengagement and burnout aren't solely about workload. It's about the work environment and leadership styles. Clear communication, meaningful connections, and a focus on energy rhythms are key for creating a more productive workplace.
Got it. So creating a positive work environment is crucial. It makes you think about how we can all create better work cultures. Any final thoughts?
I think the main takeaway here is that productivity isn't just about the hours worked, but about how those hours are spent and how supported employees feel. Organizations need to recognize this shift in workforce values and adapt accordingly. Thanks for joining this discussion. Until next time.
Goodbye.